This is the bank holiday weekend, and before going on air this morning, I caught up with Inspector Gary Carroll, who's in charge of roads policing in this county. I asked him about the Kerry Garda Division's bank holiday road safety operations, and also later on in the interview, he'll talk and let us know about the plans in place for road closures, for traffic, for parking, for the rally of the lakes. Here's Inspector Carroll.
Particularly in divisions like the Kerry Division, where the number of vehicles on the road is increased due to tourists visiting the county. So a number of people on the road may be going home visiting family. The increase in traffic can lead to more incidents on the road. As per all bank holidays, every division will have their own roads policing plan, which will involve more Gardaí out doing checkpoints, speed checkpoints, mandatory intoxicant checkpoints, and a lot more activity, particularly on the bank holidays. In Kerry alone, as you're all aware, we have the Rally of the Lakes, which is between 1st of May and the 3rd of May, where there will be an increase in visitors to the county for this event, to particular motor enthusiasts. And unfortunately, it also brings the number of what we call boy racers to the county as well. So there will be increased guard activity, particularly in and around the Kerry South district, which would be Killarney, Kinmare and Castle Island side of the county.
Can you tell us a bit more then about, first of all, plans in relation to road closures, in relation to parking arrangements within Killarney for the Rally of the Lakes? Because as you said, they're May 1st to May 3rd.
The events start taking place really with on the Friday evening, where vehicles will be on show in Killarney Town. They're opposite the Glebe car park. There will be a number of road closures in place there for the opening ceremony, where the vehicles will be coming down from the Lewis Road car park, which will be closed to the public. The Lewis Road car park will be closed to the public from Friday evening, and that will be where a lot of the rally vehicles will be kept overnight. So they'll be coming down from the Lewis Road car park at approximately between 6 and 7 p.m. They'll be coming down Plunkett Street and then onto Main Street, where there will be a ramp, and then they'll be returning back to the Lewis Road car park. So Centre Killarney will be particularly busy. The opening ceremony will be held in Killarney Town Centre between approximately 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. Plunkett Street and Main Street will be effectively be closed for traffic during those periods. So that will be between 6 and 8 p.m. And then on the Saturday, then the 2nd of May, the rally itself will start, and there's road closures in place. Miles Gap will be closed between 6:45 to 11
in the morning
tomorrow. On Saturday morning. Gurton again is the next stage that will be closed from 8:30 to 4:05. Cahabana will be closed from 9:15 to 4:50 p.m. Doon Bridge will be closed from 11:10 to 7:00 in the evening, and Knockrower will be closed from 3:10 to 7:15. Now, the majority of those stages are in the neighbouring divisions of Cork County. There'll be only one stage on the Saturday in Killarney, and that'll be the Miles Gap stage. And service for the first day of the rally will be on the Green Glens area in Mill Street. On the Sunday, the rally will, first stage again will be Miles Gap, which will be, the road will be closed again on the Sunday at 7:20 to 3:30. And then the next stage is Balloch Beema. The road will be closed there from 8:45 to 4:30 in the evening. And Shannara then is the final stages, and that will be closed from 9:30 to 5 p.m. in the evening. Now, services on that day will be at Lieber, so the road out Fossa towards Lieber will be very busy, and I would avoid that area unless you have to go there, or if you're just going there to partake in the rally or as a spectator.
That's Sunday. Avoid Fossa. And what time again would you advise people to be avoiding Fossa, I should say, on the Sunday?
The vehicles will be arriving there at the Lieber service from 9:10. And the last car's due there at 5:30 p.m. So effectively, the majority of the day will be very busy, and the road will be coned off. And I just like to warn people, anyone that's parked illegally there, vehicles will be towed and tickets will be issued. We need to keep that route clear, particularly for emergency vehicles. Spectators do have a tendency to park up their cars and just leave them in areas where they shouldn't. So we just like to avoid that, because it can cause delays for ambulances and fire service or emergency vehicles if they're required to travel on that road.
Absolutely. And I'm just struck by this. I'm just reading here somewhere, and I don't know why it surprises me, but it does, that Gardaí and the RSA, they warned that up to a fifth of Ireland's 55 road deaths, I think it's around 55 now, road deaths so far this year have come on the longer bank holiday weekends. So that just underlines why there's so much emphasis on road safety every bank holiday weekend.
The statistics would dictate where we concentrate our policing on, and obviously, as you said, one fifth of all fatalities are occurring on bank holiday weekends. More people are on the roads, more people are out socialising, so it would lead into maybe more people are driving under the influence at bank holiday weekends. More people are speeding on the roads at bank holiday weekends, so we have to be out there to try and counteract that type of behaviour.
Another focus of the Garda road safety operation this bank holiday weekend is an appeal to motorcyclists to take extra care. Sadly, a poor young man in his 20s, he became the third motorcyclist to die on roads this year after his bike hit a pole in Goline in Cork on Wednesday. They're always particularly vulnerable, motorcyclists and their passengers.
Majority of motorcyclists are 100% on the road. It's just maybe some do tend to maybe overtake cars when they shouldn't. The slightest wobble or anything can take you off a bike. And if you're unlucky enough to hit your head or something, or cause yourself, if you're travelling at a speed and you come off a bike, you know, it causes significant injury. And like, again, I'll refer back to the statistics. They show that the number of fatals on the bikes are quite high.
As we focus ahead on the bank holiday weekend, and obviously the Garda operation began Thursday morning, yesterday morning at 7 o'clock and will continue until May the 5th, until 7 a.m. that day. Anecdotally, are you hearing more? Are there more reports coming through of people who are not wearing their safety belts? Or are there any particular trends that you've noticed in the traffic division in Kerry?
The majority of new vehicles, if you're sitting in a car, it's going to be beeping and you're going to put on your seatbelt. And the vast majority of people put on their seatbelts because they do understand that if they wear their seatbelt, it will save their life. But we are coming across people that are sitting on their seatbelt, that it's not on properly. Some people not wearing it at all. Some people with kids in the backs of cars that aren't properly secured. So we do see it, yeah. But it's the small minority that are driving around without their seatbelts on. But there are significant detections every week for this offence, which is mind-boggling because it does save your life.
And that is Inspector Gary Carroll, who heads up roads policing in the county, talking about Kerry Garda Division's bank holiday operations and also about arrangements for the Rally of the Lakes, which is starting this evening in Killarney.